pleased with the enthusiasm that you fellows have shown.
John, I understand that you have been on our circus committee, and we have the circus coming up June 19th at the County Center, which Sergeant Ike Wild, our president of PBA, and Jerry DeSanti, patrolman without force, are in charge of, and you have worked with this committee before. What is this circus?
Well, as you know, every year we have a big show for the crippled and disabled children of the county and the underprivileged, and we bus all the crippled children in and supply them with a big show and also a large box of assorted candies, and then we transport them back to the hospital with buses furnished by our department.
Captain, this is a free circus. If anybody wants to come in, is that right?
That is right. They're welcome. All the tickets have been paid for. They have been solicited by our PBA, and we would welcome them on Saturday. I think it's June 19th.
That's right, June 19th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
At the County Center in White Plains. And if you have any children, you just send them over there. We will take care of them at the gate and see that they are seated and well taken care of.
I think this is about a two-hour show, so if they drop them off around for the 2 o'clock show, probably around 4 o'clock will
sure.
be pickup time.
Somewhere around 4 o'clock and be there to pick them up. And I'm quite sure that they would get plenty of peanuts and have a good time.
Yes, I know the cops enjoy it just as much as the crippled children because the acts are very good. And I understand there's going to be quite a few animals this year, elephants and dogs and horses, which the children like.
I think the committee has said this is going to be the best show of all that they've
yes,
ever had.
They're trying something new and they feel very confident it's going to work out. John, getting back to the teenagers and youth, do you think the teenagers and youth are a big problem today, or do you feel that the population is growing in this area and the problems are more or less the same, only we get a few more account of the population?
Well, I think in our own community, the youth problem isn't as serious probably as other places in the city or lower socioeconomic areas. We have our problems, but I think through this program and other community actions, the program is being wiped out at a high school and grammar school level before they actually turn into criminals.
Mm-hmm. What about the young boy when he becomes 16? The day he becomes 16, he wants his driver's license. And some people have stated that this hurts him in school, that the boy gets the driver's license and he's tearing all over town and doesn't look at the books. No. Have you found this a problem with teenagers with cars in this area?
I think it is a problem because I don't think the children realize the seriousness of the responsibility of owning a car. In most cases, their parents buy them a car and they just give them a free run of it. And I definitely feel that their schoolwork suffers, and in the long run, they do regret it.
I feel that the parents give them the insurance instead of them earning the insurance and earning the car and so forth. How do you feel about this, Captain?
Well, I believe that a young fella, it's no more than right that he probably should be able to drive.
Get the license plate number, and we checked it out, and one happened to be a school principal called the plate number into myself. We are setting up a new policy of sending a letter home to the parents now on these minor complaints and then asking their cooperation. This will be released to the department this coming week. Lieutenant Buhart is working out the form now, which I think will take care of these minor complaints and try to show the parent that these boys are doing things out of the way.
How do you find most of the boys out there?
Most of them, I would say, respect us pretty much. So. Most of them have good families, good backgrounds. There are certain areas within the town which are definitely in need of help, probably economic aid and better housing. But I think once that is corrected, the situation will be pretty well alleviated within the town.
Do you think that the youth has the respect that it should have for a police officer? In general?
Not fully. I think the police officer has been under such constant fire lately through bad publicity, and there are a few bad apples. And I think it has hurt our image, and I think the only way it's going to be built up is by better educated, better trained, and better paid policemen.
And I think a closer contact between the youth and the policemen. As I've always stressed, we want to know you better, we want you to know you better, and of course we want you to know us better. And if you have a problem, come to us. We want you to always be able to come to us. But as you say, sometimes a police officer that just don't like youth, and he makes it a little hard for us.
How do you feel about the Connecticut children coming down here into New York State to drink? So you were on the road quite a bit, John. What do you see?
Well, I can only speak for my own sector and within the town, but we don't really have that problem. I think we're a little too deep in New York that we wouldn't draw the Connecticut drinkers. I know of no incidences where we've arrested the teenagers from Connecticut for that charge, or Jersey either.
Yes. Do you know of any instance where we picked up Connecticut? I don't, Captain.
No, not that you could say that there's been many of them. I don't remember any. I believe that they have the problem over on Portchester and
yes, right on the
adjacent
border,
communities.
Yes. I think also with the young teenagers today, about the drinking, I don't know of any young teenager under 21 that's been arrested for
drunken driving.
Drunken driving. Have you, Cap?
No, but there's plenty of adults.
Yes, right. maybe that's what we have to get back to, is about the adults training their children. I think some of the adults are having a good time for themselves and forgetting their teenagers. And the teenagers resent this and come out and they do something wrong just to bring it out in the open. I have found that out in certain investigations.
Well, I think parents have to set the example for the youth. If the parents are drinkers and reckless, I think the child is going to be the same way. If the parent has the attitude of defiance towards law enforcement, the child is going to have the same type of attitude.
Yes.
It is true, Bill, so true. And what can we do about this? The attitude of the parent and to convey it to the children.
Well, again, it has to be through education, but many of the parents don't want to sit down and hear the education part. And it's all the organizations within the township have to get together and try to educate the parent. I feel that we're putting too much pressure on the teenager and education with the teenager, and I think we should start with the parent, many of the parents.
And I find it remarkable sometimes how the youth will confide in the police officer sometimes more than their own parents. For many reasons, they don't know, the parent don't take the interest sometime, they're afraid to confide in their parents sometime. But they will confide in us and tell us many things. And we try to get it across to the parent what is bothering this child and maybe get a better relationship with the child and the parent.
Well, I think the way everyone, the community strives, the churches strive, the police department strives, it all has to be down at the parent level. It's the only way you're going to correct the GED problem today is through parent education.
I think so.
Do you think, and you're out on the road all the time, that the parent spends enough time with the youth?
No, I don't think so. I think youth today are left alone far too much. In a lot of cases, the parents, both parents have to work. I feel this is a detriment to the family. Parents today just too busy, too occupied with other outside interests to give their children any time, to take them fishing, to take them hunting, to take them to New York City for a show. You have to have a little parental affection before the child is going to respond to any anything you want him to do.